I'm a doctor and I don't think that they are racist. This is the news that Xanax shower gel has been pulled because of concerns of racial stereotyping. I don't think that's actually what they were getting at here, because when you look at the evidence, there is evidence to suggest that those with different skin types will have different issues with dryness of the skin. Now, let me talk to you about this. I'm an NHS-based doctor and surgeon. Please follow and check for more. And that's because they did an advert where they had two individuals with black skin showing either cracked skin or itchy skin compared to white Caucasian skin that seemed to be unaffected. And that's why it's been pulled, implying that black skin may be inferior or less quality than white skin. Now, when you look at the research, our skin consists of different layers, and the very top layer contains things that stop water evaporating, making our skin really dry. But they also contain things like sebum, but also something else called ceramide, which are types of fats that exist and keep that moisture in. So what does the evidence actually say? Well, studies are limited, and again, the problem is always that those with darker skin tones have not always been included in larger studies. But the data suggests that those with black skin compared to those with Caucasian skin will have higher loss of water, but also may have less levels of ceramide, which contain that waxy fat that keeps that moisture in, which may mean that actually those with darker skin tones may end up having drier skin. So please don't jump on the bandwagon. And I think there's a bit of truth here. However, yes, we need to be very careful what adverts we push out.